Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Barr. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and I'm with Tim Knuckles, the president of the Dixie Group. Tim, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks for being here with us.
Good to be with you. So we were just together in New York honoring your chairman, Dan Frierson. I guess it was in November with the FCIF. He was honored there. And since then, you've got a little spring in your step. You've had knee surgery, right?
11 weeks ago today, I had full knee replacement, feeling great. A lot less pain than I've had the last several years here at Surfaces. So happy to have that done.
You know, Dixie Group doesn't need any long introduction. Over 104 years old, publicly traded company. The rack we're standing in front of celebrated 50 years. The Fabrica brand celebrated 50 years last year. And we're standing here because part of your core message is around color. I mean, everybody's moving on the interiors toward the use of more color, right?
You know, color is a huge factor in the selection of product for the interior of the home. And as an industry, we've moved so much towards solution dyed products that don't have as much color. We're proud to offer color to our customers. We use piece dyeable nylon that allows us to create these long, beautiful color lines you see in Fabrica, as well as Maslin and our DH Floors brands. All of our piece dyeable products can be custom colored. So consumers, if they don't find the exact color they want, we can make that exact color for them. And, you know, we try to do a lot of things with color that the other suppliers in the industry are not able to do because so much of the industry's moved toward solution dyed, particularly polyester. But color is a big deal, and we use it to try to help set ourselves apart. You see around the booth, you see our Step Into Color campaign, where we had a good success launch last year with that program. You're going to see that continue to run this year, and I think long into the future, because Step Into Color is something that really helps set us apart and something I think has got a long legs, if you will, for the coming years.
Well, everybody knows your average net sale is at 4x what the rest of the competition does. It's gorgeous carpet. Most of it's nylon. Really, really gorgeous. You still do space dyed. You do some solution dyed. But let's just back up just a little bit. New since the last time we were together, to be able to supply and make this carpet, you've built a new extrusion facility in the last year, right?
We did, Kemp. And we started up our nylon extrusion facility last year, 2024, toward the end of the first quarter. We've had a very good startup and successful run with that, almost a year. Now, that's really doing a couple of things for us. One, it's helping us sort of control our own destiny. Turn the clock back a few years with the exit of Invista from the industry, and we were heavily tied to Invista. We had to scramble and find some nylon suppliers, and we had an opportunity to work with a partner, invest in extrusion, and we took the opportunity to do that. And so it's helping us meet our needs. It's also helping us meet some better price points because we're not buying that nylon from a third party, so we can get more aggressive and try to create some nice values for our customer base out there. But again, it's piece dyeable nylon, white dyeable nylon, which allows us to create all these beautiful long color lines. So it falls right into our strategy very well.
Well, everybody knows the history of Invista jerking the rug out for money, so to speak. So it makes sense that you backward integrate there. So let's talk about a couple of things. Tell us a little bit how business is.
Yeah, I mean, look, business has been tough. I can almost pinpoint the month when I started to see the turndown. That was in May of 2022. So almost 3 years now, we've been fighting a difficult market. The market in 24 compared to 21 was down. Residential market, I should specify, is probably down 25% or more. That's a huge decline in the market. We've been weathering the storm, if you will, in the market that has declined since then. Our carpet business this past year was pretty good. We were down slightly, maybe 1 point. Our high-end carpet brands, Fabrica, which we're standing in front of, and Maslin, our carpet business through our high-end brands was actually up last year. Feel good about the soft surface side of our business. Our rugs business has been good. We have entered into polyester. I'm talking about solution dyed polyester. I mean, we play in that game. We have to. That's part of the market that you can't ignore. We try to do it differently than our competition. We try to create prettier products. We use some unique yarn processing that helps give us some color play and color opportunities that others might not have. But that part of our business is growing as well. Again, we're waiting for the tailwinds and looking forward to seeing them come, hopefully in 2025.
Okay, well, I'd say that up slightly in a down market. I'm talking about a market that's off about 10%. So you've done really well there. And you know, you kind of led the industry with this whole decor idea because we're seeing some other big players follow you there, right?
Well, look, I think it's an opportunity in the marketplace where custom rugs and runners and decorative type products, which are just phenomenal, beautiful products that some of them are woven, some of them are hand tufted, some of them are created, some of them are machine tufted. And we've got great presence in a lot of high-end retailers with our tufted nylon. There's no reason we shouldn't be playing in these decorative type spaces as well. And we have a phenomenal number of decorative products coming out this year. We've got 8 eight styles between our Decor by Fabrica and 1866 by Maslin. That rebrand, which we did about 3 or 4 years ago, has really, I think, helped us rejuvenate that part of our business. And that part of our business grew nicely last year, again, 3 years in a row in a market that continues to be challenging. So we feel really good about where we're headed. We're going to continue investing in that part of our business. And again, our custom rug business has gone up nicely. And a lot of that's being fed by the content of these new decorative products. So that's been a good program for us in the last few years.
You mentioned custom rug. We probably need to end all that, but I just want to say we have a custom rug in our new home in Amelia Island, and it's your Olivia brand. Nice. So gorgeous product, and we're loving that.
That's great. We appreciate the support, Kim. Thank you so much.
All right. Great to be with you. Kim, been talking to TM Knuckles here at Surfaces, first day of the show, president of the Dixie Group, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.